Lord Jesus, I can't handle this, but you can. Thank you that you can. And you think thoughts like this: this is not my true desire. This is not what I really want. This is not consistent behavior with who I really am. Therefore, I will not follow sin's stimulation. And then you rest. You rest in His power to overcome. Okay, here's this female figure that Bill's been talking about. This is a picture of us. And I decided to make all of us curvy gals. And up here at the top, generally all of the ladies would have a picture of this. And so I would tell them to write up at the top that this is a picture of you, a portrait of you. And what we're going to do is look at who you are now that you are in Christ Jesus. Okay, first of all, in your mind, you have a new mind. Here's your mind, here's your heart. You have a new mind. 1 Corinthians 2:16b, and I'm not going to jot those down, I'll just read them for you. 1 Corinthians 2:16b says, we have the mind of Christ. Now this is as we are a new creature. You see here, this is a new creature. And this is in your memory banks, many of you, if you've been in 2:7, 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if any man is in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have come new. Hey, don't call God a liar. Don't say that's not true. Don't defiantly throw your head back and say, that is not true about me. I'm not a new creature. Don't do that. God says you are. Therefore, if any man is in Christ Jesus, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. So I have a new mind. In fact, I have the mind of Christ. That doesn't mean his IQ. That means his mind, that I have the same godly desires. All right, it tells us in Hebrews 8:10, I will put my laws in their mind. So I have the laws of God written on my mind, and I have the mind of Christ. Okay, in the heart area here, Jeremiah 31:33b, I will put my law within them, and I will write my law in their heart. Hey, I have the laws of God written on my heart. You have the laws of God written on your heart. Ezekiel 36:27, I will give you a new heart, and I will put a new spirit within you. I will remove the heart of stone from your flesh, and I will give you a heart of flesh, a pliable heart, a soft heart. Romans 6:17, but thanks be to God that though you were slaves of sin, you became obedient from the heart to that form of teaching to which you were committed. You have a heart that longs to be obedient. Romans 7:22, for I joyfully concur with the law of God in the inner man. And Hebrews 10:16b, I will put my laws on their heart. Hey, I know you better than you know you. You see, there's someone sitting in here tonight, and you are thinking, I cannot do it. I cannot go on. I am an unlovely, unlikable person. I'm inferior. I'm inadequate. You're thinking all those things. Hey, I know you. You're not that way. That's not you. I know who you are. You are this beautiful new creature in Christ Jesus, standing before God according to the Scriptures, with nothing He can even chide me for. Holy, blameless, forgiven, altogether lovely, accepted. Hey, I need that. You need that. Your child needs that. A new creature in Christ Jesus. Okay, but let me show you how we generally approach it. A young lady came in for counseling. And as we began the counseling, she said to me, "I want you to know, Annabelle, I have my suitcases packed, and I'm leaving as soon as I can find a job that I can make enough money to take the kids with me." And I said, I'll call her Mary. I said, "Well, Mary, then what are you doing in here to see me?" And she said, "Well, I guess I just wanted to say I'd tried everything." And I said, "Okay, let's talk." And as we began talking, to show you the emotional state that this gal was in, as she began talking, huge hives appeared on her neck here, great big red whelps. And as she would cry, and those whelps finally just crept on up until her whole face was just a mass of red whelps. She was emotionally at a 15, and you can't go past a 10, right? And she said to me, she said, "Annabelle, you just don't know what's in my heart." And I said, "Okay, let's talk about it." And as she began to talk, I realized that she wasn't telling me what was in her heart, but she was describing to me the emotions that she was experiencing. And so she would say things like this, "You've no idea how this man has hurt me. We've been married 18 years, Annabelle. The tenderness has been completely void. You've no idea how he's hurt me and how my pride has suffered. When we would go out and he would say these horrible things to me, Annabelle, I blame him for what has happened to my family. It has been horrible. You just don't know." And see, I've drawn these little lines around here to show you that these emotions were just pulsating, throbbing, crying out. And she said, "I resent him. I resent the way he has treated me. I resent the way he has treated our sons, Annabelle. He has humiliated all of us. I am angry. I am very angry. I am bitter about what's happened to me. And furthermore, I do not feel that I have any forgiveness in my heart at all." Well, I said to her, "Well, tell me, Mary," I said, "what do you really want out of life?" And she looked at me and she brought this up. She said, "Annabelle, I want to be happy." Threw that head back. And she said, "I do deserve some personal happiness, don't I? Somewhere in this world there is a man who will love me, who will treat me and respect me. Somewhere, Annabelle, there's somebody who will love me." And then I said to her, I said, "Mary, what do you really yearn for in life?" And when she gave me her answer, listen now, when she gave me her answer, I realized that we had gotten to the heart. We had just been talking about emotions, but we'd gotten to the heart. She said to me, this outer crust right here, you see, she said to me, and I never shall forget it, tears streaming down her face. She said, "What do I yearn for, Annabelle? You're going to think I'm awfully silly. But I yearn for a home. I've lived in a house for 18 years. I yearn for a home." There's nothing ungodly about that, is there? All of us yearn for that, a desire of our heart. We talked a little bit longer, and this came out, and I knew this was heart. She said to me, "Well, maybe it hasn't all been his fault. I never praised him, Annabelle. I never saw anything in him to praise him for. Sex, oh, we haven't had sex in years. Maybe it wasn't all his fault." We got a little bit deeper, and I said to her, I said, "Mary, would you be willing to stay in this marriage if you thought there was any hope?" And she said, "Oh, yes, Annabelle. If I thought there was any hope, of course I would." And do you know what we uncovered? Well, of course you do, don't you? Because, you see, I knew what was in Mary's heart. I know what's in yours as a new creature in Christ Jesus. She said to me, "Annabelle, What I desire more than anything else is to have God's will in my life.